Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
The word was these first six games of the schedule were going to be really difficult and really challenging.
It's a long one word. You just said the word was, that I was expecting one word.
Oh,
patience. I was waiting for patience.
You were waiting for one word?
I was waiting for one word.
All right, how about this?
There's a lot of people that have one word that
this?
They were yelling during
Stink.
The game yesterday.
Is that better?
Yeah, you're very nice,
okay,
Jeff.
The word was, nice. You know, you can say, hey, what's the word? And you know, there's more than one word.
Like the electric company,
kind
right?
of.
Two words, like I would say.
We heard that these first six games were going to be really challenging and difficult.
Yes.
Sorry, they didn't have to be this challenging and this difficult.
Someone didn't tell the defense that.
Welcome
I can tell you
to
that.
Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin.
You okay? I felt bad for you yesterday. I felt bad for you because as I was sitting there doing brownie bites with Daryl Ryder.
Daryl Ryder.
Yeah, and if you can watch that on our YouTube channel if you want to, our post-game analysis, which didn't have many words to it. In fact, we probably have more words right now than the words that we use in that 15-minute breakdown. I felt really bad for you because I can only imagine how many people were calling the post-game show yesterday, which you and Titus, as he's called on that show, do a fantastic job trying just to make sure that people have a forum
opinion. That's now, what that job is.
The problem is that most people think Menigan is running the show for the Browns, and he called all of those bad plays in the fourth quarter. Dan, on you.
It is.
Shame.
I did my best. I wanted to run all those 3-yard outs.
It did get a little annoying yesterday because people think Tyvus and I are actually responsible for some of it.
Oh, of course. You are.
Which to me is weird, but that's okay. Can I just throw this at you? I'm confused.
Welcome to Northeast Ohio.
Okay, I'm confused.
Okay.
And, you know, I have been on the record. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good NFL coach. I think he's going to have a long career as an NFL head coach. Not if he keeps calling games like he called yesterday. Okay, yesterday I was like, Kevin. You have a rookie quarterback making a second start. Your line doesn't pass block very well. You have a hammer in the backfield, and you gave it to him 12 times. Dylan Gabriel threw more passes than any quarterback in the NFL yesterday. By far. 52. Joe Flacco was next with 45.
And what did that get you between them? 26 points between the two of them?
Andy,
the Browns?
The Browns have thrown more passes than any team in the National Football League. The Browns have thrown more passes than any team in the National Football League. They have the second lowest completion percentage.
So you're saying that's not good?
I'm sorry. I am not a football coach. I am not a football analytics guy. Let's see. And I'm sorry, we've said this before. There's something we don't do very well. Let's do it more than anybody else. Does that make any sense to you?
Jeff, you were down 23-6, 4 minutes and 13 seconds into the fourth quarter. And yet somehow, some way, they ran 35 plays with three drives and walked away with a field goal. You had one play.
And an 18-play drive.
Yeah, and you had one play that was over 20 yards in the entire game, and that's because Fannin, I don't know, made the catch about 15 yards in and then carried three Steelers on his back for the next 5 or 6 yards? What? Are you really? I mean, if you're going to try to go to the rookie quarterback, can we see him roll out a little bit more? Can we see him try to throw the ball 20 yards down the field? Are our wide receivers that pathetic that they can't get open 20 yards down the field? Why can't this team, in a crucial situation yesterday, down, I'll even be nice, 23-9, 23-6, 23-9, I'll give you the field goal. Still plenty of time to try to get back in the game, but if you're going to get back in the game, you got to try for more than 4 yards a play. I didn't see the desperation. I didn't understand the play calling yesterday, and I'm just kind of at a loss for words.
It was poor.
I was at a loss for words yesterday. I was like, can this game? There were points during the game I was like, oh, run, 2 yard pass. Like,
they only ran the ball 17 times.
I mean, I've never had to call one play in my life, but I knew what every play was going to be. And then they kind of figured that clearly Tomlin's answer to winning the game yesterday was stopping Judkins. And he did. That was a great thing to do.
Except figure out
something else.
But Andy, I'm sorry. Did they stop Quinshon Judkins?
Let me check and see. Did he have any touchdowns yesterday? Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Did Judkins have any touchdowns yesterday?
No.
Okay.
But they didn't stop.
Job done.
They didn't stop him. You know what stopped Quinshon Judkins yesterday? The Browns play calling did.
Well, considering he only had 12 chances.
That's exactly right. That's what stopped Quinshon Judkins.
It was like Aaron Rodgers won the game just by walking in the stadium yesterday.
Kevin Stefanski said in his press conference after the game, well, you know, and the exact quote, forgive me, I don't have it off the top of my head, but it was.
We got to work harder.
No, I'll paraphrase it.
I got to coach better.
It was this.
We'll get it fixed.
That wasn't it. They shut down the running game. Well, no, they didn't, because you averaged 3.8 yards per carry. You only ran it 17 times. If you are building your offense around a young running back, who, by the way, is still like 13th in the NFL in rushing, even with yesterday's 36 yards, well, give him the ball. And let me make it worse, okay? You mentioned the drives. Right before half, it was a 16-play drive, ended up in a field goal. The other field goal drive in the third quarter, 9-play drive, 34 yards, field goal. And then in the fourth quarter, Andy, they had an 18-play drive, and it ended up in a field goal. This is the stuff, and this happened when Nick Chubb was here. I mean, I hear myself yelling about this back then. They had a first and goal at the 7. They gave it to Quinshon, and he got 2 yards. Then they had a second and goal at the 5. I've got Quinshon Judkins, and I've got a line that's not pass blocking real well, but run blocks pretty well. I'm going to give it to him, right? Nope, incomplete pass, the one that hit Isaiah Bond in the head. Way to turn your head around, Isaiah.
It's funny because Daryl said this to me yesterday during that Brownie Bites thing. He said if there's one play to define the entire season,
that was it.
That was the play to define the season.
Well, the dude didn't even look for the ball.
How did he not know it was coming?
Well, he obviously didn't, and then he got into it with Jabari Thrash.
And then he got mad.
Yeah, at Thrash.
Like, who were you mad at?
At Thrash, apparently, because they were kind of chirping at each other.
Who looks like a fool? The guy that had no idea the ball was coming to him?
Yeah. So then after the second and goal at the 5, the incomplete pass that hit Bond in the head, third and goal at the 5, incomplete pass, but penalty on Pittsburgh. So then you get a first and goal at the 3. Okay, and there's like 10 minutes to go. I mean, you get a touchdown here, all of a sudden.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Andy, you're kind of back in the game. It would be at that point 23-13. Okay.
Yeah.
First and goal of the three, incomplete pass. You didn't even run. Incomplete pass. Heavy pass rush from Pittsburgh. Second and goal at the three, sack. You're going to pass. Loss of 11 yards. Third and goal from the 14. I get it. At that point, you probably do have to throw. Incomplete pass. But you had a first and goal at the three with Quinshon Judkins, who you spent a second-round draft choice on, high second-round draft choice, an offensive line that run blocks pretty well, an offensive line that hasn't pass-blocked well, a rookie quarterback, and you won't turn around and hand the ball off to Quinshon Judkins? I'm sorry, that's bad play calling. That's bad play calling. Give the ball to the running back and let him score. And if he doesn't score on first down, give it to him on second down. And if he doesn't score on second down, give it to him on third down. And if he doesn't score on third down, go for it on fourth and score the, you know what, touchdown. That was awful. Awful play calling. And I don't say that very often.
Jeff, in 13 years, I don't think I've ever heard you break down a series the way you just did.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
For 14 years. Sorry. I missed the year there. It was the week you were late. I did do the show.
It doesn't count as a full year.
I had to do the show with five different people that week. I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe we'll get a co-host in here.
Jeff,
I don't know what else to say.
They threw it 52 times with a rookie running back and a line that can't pass block. Oh, my God.
And a wide receiving core that can barely hang on to it.
A wide receiving core that's not good.
No.
It's not good. It makes me think this. And, folks, you're going to join in the next segment, I hope. 216-474-0092. It makes me think this. The marching orders this year, did they not have to be this? Hey, results don't matter as much as information. Does that make any sense? Results don't matter as much as information. You're gathering information on your quarterback. At this point, I hope you play Shedeur Sanders at some point because you might as well gather information on him too. You didn't give this team any wide receiving help. I mean, you could have gone and got some wide receivers. You didn't do that. You didn't add to the offensive line. You rolled back the same guys. And if they're healthy, that's okay. You did get some backups, but obviously your backups aren't very good. That hasn't worked. And you added to the running back group, and it's pretty good. And yet you threw it 52 times and ran it 17 against a team with a good pass rush. And you still averaged almost 4 yards per carry running the ball. Folks, I'm perplexed. I think the play calling yesterday was awful. And if the game plan was to throw it that much, that was awful. And if you completely adjusted to what Pittsburgh was doing rather than try to play to your strength, that was awful.
I don't know why I'm so mellow today. Maybe just because I felt like I just didn't feel vested in yesterday's game. I mean, we've all talked ad nauseum about what happened last week, where we're going last week. I just don't know where the team's going right now. I just don't get it. The play calling was really confusing to me. It was confusing. I still, we've got a defense that can keep you in every game.
I don't understand what they were trying to do play calling wise.
I think the Steelers had a good game plan for the Browns defense yesterday. They were able to, they were slashing yards early in the game that we just haven't seen anybody do all season long.
The Steelers had only 9 points in the first half.
Yeah, defense
was okay. Is it worse
that they're in every game defensively and it makes you think, oh, they could do this? And then we all have like these magical epiphanies that we think the team's going to come back, even though they're down by 20. I'll even give you this. They had 9. They were down, 11 at one point there or somewhere around that. And you're like, oh, yeah, they'll do this. And then I'm like, well, yeah, they can't get over 20 points. Why are you even getting emotional about this? If there's no way, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is either. It doesn't. Get me to 20 points and I'll start to believe at some point.
It's 11 straight games of 17 or fewer points.
And what, they have three since Flacco had those 300-yard games 2 years ago of 20 or more since then? 20-some games? Three times they've gone over the 20 threshold. That's ridiculous. I say it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Like, get some pride, guys. Get some pride. Everybody else in the NFL is averaging 21.3 points per game or 24.3 points per game.
It's not pride, Andy. They don't have talent. I mean, they.
And I don't even know if it's the pride of the players that are out there, whether it's talent or not. I also just, I don't understand some of these play calls. I just don't get them. And I do understand that once you say hike, everything is in the quarterback's hands. Although I also think that they've done Gabriel no favors at all. None. The only time that he was in a good position on this team was the moment that he got drafted until the moment they drafted Shadur. And now on Sunday, they go up against the Dolphins and he struggles. Man, we got big. The fans are going to go nuts. Those fans that bother to go to the game, they're going to be screaming for Shadur.
I received this text. You tell me, and this is from a buddy of mine, and I don't agree with him. He said, so how long does Haslam tolerate Stefanski sticking with Gabriel when his seemingly only equity is being drafted two rounds ahead of Sanders? Is Sanders better? We don't know. But he can't be worse than what we saw yesterday with Gabriel leading the way. Different years, same questions, but with different names. I'll be honest. I thought Dylan Gabriel was just fine for a second NFL game, being asked to throw 52 times behind an offensive line that didn't pass block very well, allowed him to be sacked 6 times, as Joel Bitonio said yesterday, and he was hit 16 times, I believe the count was. As Joel Bitonio said, when you ask the guy to throw 60 times, he's going to get hit. That's your best offensive lineman saying that.
It's true. I mean, Gabriel has never been put into a spot. Like the play calling right now, I just don't know. He's mobile. I don't know if he's mobile or not because he's not in any kind of play that makes me think that he's mobile. Or, I've seen him duck out of a couple pocket pressures that he's been able to get out of. We've seen that 2 weeks in a row. I don't want to judge this guy right now like he's a 5-year veteran. He's a 2-game veteran. That's it. If you want to call that a veteran. He's got two games under his belt, and we're crushing him because, let's face it, the other guys, we're not. Well, you and I aren't crushing him, but I'm listening to everybody else crush him because the other guy's more entertaining. Because his father was the king of entertainment when it came to the NFL.
The other guy's got more hype around him. Could he be better? Maybe.
I don't know. And by the way, I want to watch him play too. I want to see what Sanders can do. This is possibly the worst position any rookie quarterback's been in whenever. I don't even
when
know.
When it comes to problems on the offense, I don't think Dylan Gabriel is even in the top five. I don't think he's even in the top five. Play design, play calling, wide receivers, offensive line. There's four right there, right off the top of my head. Peter is in Westlake. He called 216-474-0092. Peter, good morning to you.
Hello, Peter.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm calling because I'm frustrated with the fact that the 2025 Cleveland Browns are averaging less passing yards per game, rushing yards per game, and points per game than the 2015 Cleveland Browns, the 2016 Cleveland Browns, the 2017 Cleveland Browns, and the 2024 Cleveland Browns. That's just historically, that's just bad. I mean, and those were awful teams, and we're worse than those teams. Total yards per game, less, completely less than all four of those seasons. And the frustrating thing is that when Stefanski gets asked after all these games, like, What are you doing? Like, he just keeps saying, well, we got to be better. We got to look at the tape. We have the list of things that we need to do. It's like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey,
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Yes, we know what needs to be fixed too, because we have eyeballs. And guess what? They are the same things that we keep asking you about week in and week out. Clearly, you're not fixing them. You can't block. You can't catch. You can't drive the ball downfield. You can't get out of your own way. They don't have stupid penalties that kill drives. They don't have stupid penalties that are personal fouls, because they don't know how to stay level-headed when teams start jawing at them. It's like, what are you doing during practice during the week, man? What is going on? You keep saying we have the list of stuff to do. You're not doing it.
Would you like chicken liver?
I don't like chicken liver. It tastes like metal.
Some people say it tastes like chicken.
Some people can make chicken liver, but not if you start with something else. And what I'm going to say here is this. I thought the play calling was bad yesterday. All right, that was on Kevin. There's only so much you can do with the talent you've been given to work with on offense. I think he should have run the ball a lot more. I do. That's the strength of the offensive football team, and they didn't do it. It makes me think this. Either you completely butchered the play calling, or you've been given marching orders this year that the results aren't as important as the information that you're going to find out. You know, if anybody thought this team was built to go to the playoffs this year, I think, you know, you never heard that come out of my mouth. I think that's foolishness. The wide receiving crew is lacking. I mean, take a look at some of the wide receiving crews around the NFL. They're guys who make plays. The guy that our team is basing its offense around at wide receiver, Jerry Jeudy, has struggled. Let's just leave it at that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think Jerry's a competent NFL wide receiver. From the day they brought him in, I said, don't get all excited and start talking number one, because just because you're somebody's number one doesn't mean you're comparable to other teams' number ones, because he's not. Doesn't mean he can't play in the league. He certainly can. But you didn't add any big talent to that wide receiving group.
Tell me that Joe Flacco wasn't the happiest guy on earth yesterday, even just for a moment, when Jamar Chase made that unbelievable touchdown catch yesterday.
He's throwing to sports cars, man.
I mean,
Chase and Higgins.
That guy was all over Chase, and I have no idea how he caught that touchdown pass with one arm. That was incredible. And you think, I mean, Joe got to 18 yesterday, so congratulations.
Jerry's in Lakewood. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys, you know what?
What?
Joe did score 18 points. Now, let's be honest.
Is that an accomplishment, Jerry?
Well, Joe had two touchdown passes. He didn't kick those field goals. Just so you know. Oh, and by the way, how about McPherson? Did you see the 67-yarder that didn't count? Oh, man. Tell me you didn't feel bad for him on that one. I wanted it to go through.
The Bengals had 18 points. Joe was quarterback. Everybody... You guys are preaching, we got to get rid of Joe.
Wait. At what point? Hey, don't tell me that I was saying get rid of Joe Flacco. You're 1,000% wrong. I never once said get rid of Joe Flacco. So if you're going to bring it, you better come with knowledge. But
he's got an offensive line.
I got it, but don't tell me that I said something that I didn't say. I never once said get rid of it. Say you're sorry, and then we'll go on with the phone call. Say you're sorry. Oh, bye, Jerry's not happy. Did you ever once hear me say get rid of Joe Flacco? Ever?
I thought you were going to build a statue for the guy.
Don't have bad info, man.
I said you never should have brought him in.
Jeff, here's the other thing that's driving me nuts. Everybody lumps everybody together.
Oh,
so if Ken says something stupid on the morning show, that doesn't mean that we said something stupid
at
midday.
Are you saying Ken said something stupid?
No. Or Anthony. Here, Anthony can take it. Anthony, if Anthony said something stupid to try to drive clicks... It's not like we said it. Just be right. Don't accuse me and Jeff of things that we didn't do. That'll get you run quicker than anything ever. And we don't run anybody. We don't. We get yelled at. We get called into meetings. You know, you let that caller go too long. Why did you let that guy go as long as you did? You know why? Because Jeff and I want to hear what you have to say.
Not really.
But don't be an idiot and tell us something that we didn't say. Okay? Thank you.
Larry's in East Cleveland. Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Welcome to the show, day. Larry.
It's a great time to jump in on the show.
Listen, I was looking at Dillon Gabriel's combine stats, and they said he threw a ball almost 75 miles per hour.
Yeah, he's got Larry, he has a strong arm.
Yeah, well, why not just not show it short-wise? Why not show it deep? Because with speed comes distance. So if he can throw a ball that fast, there's got to be some distance behind there. We haven't seen him throw a ball 30 yards or more since he's been quarterback.
Agree. He did. The one time he did, it was the last play of the half.
The Hail Mary.
The Hail Mary, they got intercepted. And then, but it didn't count because there was back.
And then they didn't throw another one.
And then they didn't do it again. Although I wonder if Isaiah Bond has a bump on his head from the ball that he didn't see yesterday that bruised through his helmet.
Yeah, I wish it had it. I wish that had knocked him down, you know.
Shaking your head over there.
Okay, guys.
Hey, Larry, they asked the poor kid to throw 52 times yesterday behind an offensive line that let him get hit 16 times and sacked 6 times.
I get it, Jeff. That's like a starting pitcher going, you know, into the 12th inning and not having a break. You know what I mean?
Larry, I don't get it, Larry. All right, Larry, thank you very much. Steelers 23, Browns 9. 11 straight games of 17 or fewer points. 52 pass attempts for a team that's second worst in the NFL.
What's the losing streak at now? Percentage. 25?
22 in Pittsburgh.
22? No, what? I mean just totally here. Where do we...
The losing streak?
Yeah, other than,
it's not 25.
I know, but it feels that way, except for Green Bay, and maybe they should have lost.
Had somebody call and just go nuts yesterday saying, I'm tired of people saying 22 straight losses in Pittsburgh. We want a playoff game there, so take that, Pittsburgh. Blah, blah. I thought.
And if you were watching on NoTube, you would have loved that. That would
have
been great.
Oh, my God, it was just unbelievable. And anyhow, 52 pass attempts. 17 rushes. You don't pass it well, so let's pass it more. You run it well, let's run it less.
Do we want to? We have all week to talk about this. Where are they going from here, Jeff? Where is there? Yesterday was one of the first times I've always been like, okay,
going to the stadium to play Miami.
What's next? You either change someone's job out, right? I don't know if that's going to happen, or you change quarterbacks. Okay. Make a couple trades.
But Andy, the quarterback's been there for two games.
ESPN had.
Hey, you're playing your second game. The Steelers bring it. Your offensive line can't pass block. Please throw it 52 times. Jackson Solon. Hello, Jack.
Oh, Jack, counselor.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, that was an excellent sigh to start things off. That was very good. Yeah. I'm impressed.
I need to say this. So, as an attorney, I can pretend that I can analyze things.
Please do.
So let me point this out. We signed Kenny Pickett to be our quarterback. Then we traded him. We signed Joe Flacco to be our quarterback. We traded him. We didn't draft any offensive linemen. We didn't draft any receivers. And some people are calling our draft good, but when Gabriel and Sanders are included in that draft, I can't say that we had a good draft.
Too early to tell. Let's be fair, Jack.
Well, if all the other NFL teams passed up on Sanders multiple times, are you ready to say that the Browns were the smartest team in the NFL to grab them? I can't say that, nor will I probably ever have to want to say that. The Browns' strategy, and yesterday, passing the ball three times or whatever we do from the four-yard line.
Three.
I guess my point is the Browns are not expecting to, nor are they intending to, win this year. Because they got an extra pick in the draft, they think they're going to find their quarterback next year. They don't know how to find one. First of all, there isn't a clear cut. All these people with the mock drafts have three or four or maybe even five different quarterbacks that the Browns are going to take with their number one pick. There isn't a clear-cut quarterback. Arch Manning looks like he's a bust. This team is
early, too early.
This team is a disaster. It's a disaster. And maybe Sanders was an owner's pick. I don't know what Gabriel was. Neither one of them are capable of running an offense when we have no offensive line. So, as you say, maybe it is too early. Maybe it's 5 years too early. But I'm getting too old to watch this junk anymore. It's really it's not watchable. And I really feel bad. Well, actually, I don't. Myles Garrett could have gone elsewhere. He demanded to go elsewhere, but he didn't put his money where his mouth was, and he signed for money. I really feel bad because he's a stud, and he's stuck here. Anybody else that is a good player that's here is stuck here. It's a shame.
Jack, thank you for the phone call.
That said, if you had some wide receiving help, quarterback that could be sustainable, what else do you want? Offensive linemen that are a little bit healthier.
Can I give you a bad idea?
You could actually be halfway decent. Here's the hardest part. It's like we see the defense, and we know that it's you don't have to throw away all the pieces to the puzzle. You don't. And whether you're stuck here or not is living in the moment. Like if they could fix the offense, maybe change things. You could pick whatever you want changed. I'll be honest with you. But there are things that are working on this team, and unfortunately, they're mostly on defense. Every week, special teams has something that messes. They mess something up.
Wait,
every week. Can
isn't
we just
that
have
the truth?
Can we have one clean week of special teams?
Andre
just
Schmidt
one
was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for him.
Roughing the punter, not good.
All I know is that there were a lot of guys who were available at the wide receiver position who might not be world beaters, but were available and are playing for other teams and helping them. And they didn't go get any of these guys.
And they had one guy they could have kept and had three first-round draft picks to go along with it. And now he's playing like an MVP. And there is no way you're not watching Tampa Bay going, why, why, why? Yeah, I understand. There's a million excuses. But you know what?
Well, it's not an excuse.
Well, yeah, there are. You could say, well, he was too immature, or the front office or ownership was too immature at that point. You can make up all the bottom line is that Baker Mayfield is playing MVP football.
He's doing a great
right
job
now.
Doing a great
right
job.
Now.
I will also say,
and it burns every time I watch. I like him. I mean, I liked him when he was here. I never wanted to get rid of him, and it just burns to see. It's not only just watching him have success; it's the fact that you had three first-round picks that never saw the light of day on the shores of Lake Erie.
And what, two-thirds and a fourth as well?
I know.
Yeah, there's no question. Since they made the trade and brought in Deshaun, it's been a mess. And that certainly is the key factor in setting things back.
I didn't think it could get any worse, and it gets worse every week.
But that said, Andy, you've got to overcome such things. You do.
I don't know, man. Losing three first-round picks is very, very tough. And
other teams give those up to go get guys.
How often do teams give up three first-round picks?
I mean, you need to overcome it. You have 60, 70 players on the team. Okay, so you're missing three or four guys. I know that's a big deal.
But those three or four guys are number one picks.
I get that. But that doesn't mean you should be as poor as you are right now. It just doesn't. I mean, you overcome it. Find guys in the second and third round who can play instead of drafting guys who can't play. I mean, I don't care to give them
here's
a
pass. The other point I was going to bring up too.
It's not worth it.
I don't. You saw Schefter's piece yesterday too about players that could be available at the trade deadline.
Oh yeah, a lot of Browns.
Yeah, and a lot of offensive linemen. So that's what we want to do. That's the recipe for success. Get rid of veteran offensive linemen, even if you think they only have 1 year left. And then put the rookie quarterback out there to get fried.
Other teams overcome losses of offensive linemen. I know change your play calling.
It would have been easier had we had three first round picks. It would have been a lot easier.
Get it out quickly. Move the pocket. Do some things. Let me just throw this out to you.
Sure.
I just wanted to double check.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the play calling yesterday was just not good. It was not good. Nothing about the offense was good yesterday. They had some long, sustained drives, but they only ended up in field goals. And this isn't about Baker as much as it's about stability. Okay? When Kevin Stefanski came here as head coach, the first two seasons they had some stability at quarterback. Baker started 30 of the 33 games.
Okay.
They were 19-14. They weren't great, but it was 19-14.
I would avail him the same luxury that I would any other rookie quarterback at that point. And he had showed signs.
He wasn't a rookie, though.
What was he, 2 years in? How far was he in when Kevin got here?
A year or two.
Okay, yeah. So still.
He wasn't a rookie. But
he was in the beginning of his career.
Yeah, but he had started 30 of the 33 games. They were 19-14. Case Keenum started 2, and Nick Mullins started 1.
Right.
In the 4 seasons since then, okay, since they brought in Deshaun, they've had 9 different quarterbacks in 4 seasons. 9 different quarterbacks have played, and their record is 22-35.
Does that include Dylan? Was he the ninth? I thought yesterday maybe was. I think he was.
No, that includes Dylan.
So that makes him the ninth. Okay.
Jacoby Brissett, Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, P.J. Walker, Joe Flacco, Jeff Driscoll, Jameis Winston, Bailey Zappi, Dylan Gabriel. So when Kevin had some stability at quarterback, they were okay. And what made the playoffs 1 year? 19-14.
Mm-hmm.
In the 4 seasons since, 22-35. That includes making the playoffs 1 year.
With Joe, who felt like he was stable at the end of the season.
Yeah.
I would have given Joe Flacco the stable line.
Well, maybe. But they've had nine quarterbacks since they moved on from Baker and brought in Deshaun Watson. And
you're saying 9 opportunities to overcome the misfortune of trading him.
No, what I'm saying is they haven't had stability at quarterback. And that,
but that's also, well, 8. I'm not going to kill Gabriel because he's right there right now.
Right, it's not Dylan's fault. He's only had 2 starts. He's had 2 starts. And if you're expecting a guy who in his second start and is a third-round pick, it's not like he was taken at the top of the draft. You know, if everybody thought he was a phenomenal quarterback, he would have been taken. There's a report from Diana Rossini over the weekend that the Browns were one of several teams interested in Jackson Dart. And though Jackson Dart has not been unbelievable with the New York Giants since taking over as starter, he's looked really promising.
He looked good last week.
He sure did.
Yeah.
But he's not tearing it up, but he looks pretty good.
I would
love to have had Jackson Dart here. I said that at the time. I thought Cam Ward was the best quarterback coming out in the draft, and I thought Jackson Dart was second.
All I know is the Deshaun Watson trade and letting Baker go. Every day it becomes even more and more the worst trade in the history of the NFL. It's the worst trade in the NFL.
Yes.
Ever.
So are we gonna dwell on that for 4 or 5 years?
Until we get a quarterback.
It's time to overcome that. And that's what this team isn't doing.
But the problem here, Jeff,
is what they're not doing.
But the deficiency that you gave any general manager at that point, whether they made the deal or not, was to take away 3 first-round picks. And it was 2 sides that were too immature at the time. Both sides too immature at the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.